Welcome to the Building Church. At the Building Church, we are committed to raising up people of balanced stature for Jesus in all phases of life. Join God's servant, Pastor Jeremiah James, as he brings the word with clarity, grace, and truth.
Praise God. Father, we thank you because you will bless our hearts one more time. In the name of Jesus. Give us revelation. Give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of you. We will know you better. Pour out your heart to us. In Jesus' mighty name, have we pray. I say, in Jesus' mighty name, have we pray. All right, so quickly before we see it, every Wednesday in this month, we are going to be considering the topic understanding spiritual growth. But before we see it, I want us to do a scriptural reading a bit. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 1 very quickly. 1 Corinthians 3 from verse 1. We'll just read to maybe verse 6 and then we'll be seated and then we'll get the ball rolling. Alright, quickly. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 1. Please, get up very quickly. Brothers, Are you seeing this? He said, brother, I could not address you as spiritual, but what? Now, wait, give me this in KJV, actually. Give me this in KJV. If you have NKJV, or keep this KJV, it's just that doubt, and thank you. Anytime I say KJV, just give me NKJV, except otherwise. All right, he said, and I, brethren, could not speak to you as what? As to spiritual people. Hope you know, he's writing to Christians here. As to spiritual people, but what? As carnal and as to babes in Christ. Wait. It's just like saying that. You say that I can't address people as Nigerians. And then later on, you now say, like, no, but Tango in Nigeria. You see, you're not addressing them as spiritual. But now you're not saying that they are in Christ. Any person that is in Christ is supposed to be spiritual. That means that they are babies, they refuse to go. Oh, that's what he said. He said, I cannot address you as spiritual, but as carnal. That means that it is very possible for somebody to be in Christ and still carnal. Oh, you did not get that. It is very possible for somebody to be in Christ and still carnal. Any person that is in Christ and is carnal is a babe. The person did not go. So there is very every possibility. So most of the things I want us to check during this series, we'll be focused on indicators that show that you are growing. Yes, things that show that you are growing. You have had a lot of teaching on spiritual growth. You have been shaking it for too long. Now, let us put them on indices so that you can see if you are growing or not. Because there can be a feedback that you are growing. That you are in Christ is not enough. You are called in Christ to grow. Preach to your neighbor. Say you are called to Christ to grow. He said, as to babes in Christ, why is he addressing them as lads? Next verse. Next verse. He said, I fed you with milk and not with solid food. For until now, you were not able to receive it. And even now, you are still not able to. Hope you know that there are some food children cannot eat. Yes, that is. They don't have the digestive system to digest it. Next verse, very quickly. He said, for you are still carnal. For where there are water, once you see this thing, you are still a babe. So let's leave Greek word alone. Let's focus on the things that are feedback that you are not growing. Yes. Before you gave your life to Christ, you have envy. Now you have given your life to Christ, you claim you are growing, and yet envy is still there. You have not grown. Our baby, for example, when we gave her to her, a feedback that was growing was that breast milk would not sustain her again. Something she would take once in a while, she wants to be taken home every second. Then later on, she started developing teeth, which was a feedback to us that this baby that we're carrying from the hospital has grown. Just imagine we've been for a while. That our baby, we are still carrying her at that age. Like, we will check her mouth, there's no teeth there. That is asked from people who are in spiritual. They are giving their life to Christ and they are counting chronology. That it's been 20 years since I gave my life to Christ, my brother. Somebody can give his life to Christ 1 month, and the person will be ahead of you. those things are not there. He said, the reason why you are carnal is because there is envy. There is strife and division among you. This one now, the devil has changed it to be stopped. We are now fighting tribe. Me, I'm from this tribe. Me, I'm from Kenikan tribe. In our tribe, Kenikan, you people are not deep. There is you people that are shallow. Then every person is trying to sound like the tribe they come from. And then, you know, people don't preach Bible again now. You know, they just go and sound like somebody else. And they say, this guy is pulling his phone off. The Bible says you are carnal. Anything that sponsors division, the Bible says is an element of carnality. Anything you say that you claim you even understand, I say innocently, and yet you have babes in your camp that will go and divide. Hope you know, I was telling my wife, I was driving sometimes back and I saw a church buy another church. I saw a church by one side and another church bought another land by another side. I said they will fight. You say what? I said they will fight. It's not the pastors that will fight. Remember. If for anything, erosion carry death and put in front of the whatever, the sanitation of other church, they will pack it and put it in the other church. Love is no longer there. You will hear something like, it's not church. That one. Church by themselves, they will fight. In fact, if the pastors are born again, that's where they will not fight. If not, they will say something like, that guy was supposed to come to my church. He did not know the address, so he entered your church. So I came to carry my member. Anything that sponsors division, don't worry. When you are done with this series, you will know where you are your spiritual work. You will know if you are growing spiritually or not. And you know the irony is every day that carnality will be shed out. Oh, until you die, you will keep fighting carnality. Until you die, you can't outgrow it. That is why spiritual growth. Any person that says he has been growing spiritually, he has gone to empire. You know, he's dying. Great. He's just supposed to die and go to heaven. Because the Bible says that envy, strife, and division among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? That word mere men is talking about natural man. So there are three kinds of man. There is the spiritual man, there is the carnal man, and there is the natural man. The natural man is not even saved. So Paul is not saying that if you are behaving like that, we can't even differentiate between you and someone that is not saved. Because since you gave your life to Christ, I want to ask you, what has left you? Since you gave your life to Christ acclaimly, what has left you? Because every person like Paul, we have to follow that 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. He said, I beat my body daily, and I make it my slave. That after I've done everything to save others, I myself will not be a castaway. If you have been lying, and you have been asking God for forgiveness, and you have not been able to go and tell somebody that you lied to, you have not still God, you're a carnal man. Why? Because you are trying to protect the glory that was there. You want to be perceived in a certain way. You will grow. I say you will grow. Next verse. He said, for when one says, I am of Paul. Right. Another said, I am of Apollos. Are you not carnal? Next verse. He said, who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? But ministers to whom ye believe, as the Lord gave each man. Next verse, I think we'll stop there. He said, I planted, but God gave me. This is one of the reasons why there might not be increased in him. Because we are not praying. We are just changing members. You know what I'm saying? When this one, hope you know that. How you will know that you too are not growing, that they have inflated you with I belong to a tribe. I believe it's that tribe. Very well. But I want to give all of us caution that there is a way. Well, I say if you are lying to yourself, I'm also a Christian like you. There is a way that if any error is happening in the body of Christ and it's not coming from your spiritual lineage, you'll be happy. No, it's not somebody you know. Another man of God is going through hell, and you, since when the presence of your tribe, but have you also known that you have been brainwashed? That something you used to believe was wrong. Somebody from your tribe did, and you are defending him. You are defending him. Yeah. Why it means is that you are still carnal. Why? Because you are sponsoring division. Let me give up. Your number one authority apart from belonging to any tribe will be the word of God. If for any reason I'm doing something that don't look like it, don't follow me. Because I may repent later on. You may not have the. That is why every person should know God for themselves and be saved. And follow caution. They are putting like a place where you don't understand. You are also protected. Say, my father is praying, you are going. I want the same thing. And that is one of the reasons why you are doing yourself more favor by praying for your leader. I'm telling you. Because blindly you will follow their footsteps and their error. You see any error in there, take it as a project instead of the cost. God may say, you know this, Baba. You know this, I was looking at Mama. They are fighting. And you are sitting under a fighting man. Anything you sense that does not look like you, start praying for that leader. It will help. Do you know something? I say it will help. There's one scripture that is here. It was when Elijah was taking prayer. And they called somebody to go and call him down. Do you know it was one person that spoke? Yes. The guy just went with his 50 men. He represented the captain. He said, hey, man of God, come now. From this morning. Hey, Elijah said, well, you only call me man of God. If I be man of God, let fire come down and consume you and your 50. He did not exempt the 50. It was only one man that spoke on behalf of all of them. The ones that were also saved, thank God that their leader has sent. If not, Elijah will have kept killing on the no generation again. That one just came and said, hey, please, my master. And you know what? The Bible said, God, head of him. Follow. What can be changed because you are following the right person is that you can pray for them to make right. Wives, let me talk to you. Submissive wife. Now you have been submitted. If you are going to be a submissive wife, I'm praying, telling you, you have to be a praying wife. Why? Because that your head that you are submitting to must also be submitted to your head. That God can caution him anytime, anything for. He does not, he is born again, but he doesn't have the Holy Spirit. Congrats. How will they communicate? When the headquarters want to reach him, that is tough. So most times when we say, these are the criteria you should follow. You think it's for me. When you are receiving points, will I be there? I will not be there. Yeah, you know, I mean, any love by him, me, I'm married. It is for your sake. We are saying all the advice we are giving you is for your life. I cannot go and marry your husband. Me, I'm a man. I don't even believe in him. So anything I'm telling you, say, no, I'm in love. You're doing it like this. No problem. For in the name of Jesus, you will grow. Tell yourself, say, me, I will grow. You guys are not coming. Say, me, Jeremiah James, me, I will grow. In the name of Jesus. I will be blessed or blessed. We can even close now, Abby. For the people that are writing, I say, that's a good time to close. Don't worry, you will pass your exam. You have an advantage. Please, let's be seated. Glory to God. It's going to be a sweet ride for us. And I don't want you to assume that you'll be hearing spiritual growth. Because most time when people see topic, they'll just go and read one kinetic book. And think that's what I want to talk about. I want to recommend the book. Go and read kinetic book. There's no nothing to hide. Go and read the book. And growing up spiritually, it will help you. In fact, you understand kana and spiritual person very well. Are we on the same page? So read the book is good. But most times, You prevent yourself from being blessed when you assume you know what they will talk about. That is where the issue is from. Every person writing exam, I said, God is going to give you retentive memory. Don't forget your lot is secure. So he is also what? So go and have it. Area of consecration is yours in the name of Jesus. How many of us are done with the exam yet? You're done with all your papers? How many of us are writing exam? You have exam tomorrow. Favor in Jesus. Glory to God. I say glory to God. All right, let's kickstart. So I want to talk on understanding spiritual growth. And I think I've done a number of teachings on spiritual growth. But this one is different from what God gave me to speak to us about. Father, we thank you. Glory to God. Okay. Holy Spirit. All right, I think we can start on this note. Let me start with what is growth. I think that will help us. What is growth? Because spiritual is spiritual now. Growth is the one that I want us to see from an angle. Now, growth is the process of increasing in size. Somebody say increasing in size. Growth is the process of increasing in size, comma, number, comma, strength, comma, capacity, comma, maturity, comma, or quality over time. I need to think of that. Over time. I'll come again. Growth is the process of increasing in size, number, strength, capacity, maturity, or quality over time. If that notepad you are using to write is yours, please underline that over time. Over time. Including me, I'm growing spiritually. Including me, I'm growing. So, there are levels, there are trajectories to growth. And let me quickly say this in person. That anything left unfed is left for death. Yeah. Anything that is alive, that is left unfed, is left for death. Anything that is alive, that is left unfed, is left for death. Glory to God. So, can you read back to me what I call growth again? Growth is what? Another thing I need you to underline is process. The process of what? All right. Over time, underline. Process, underline. Over time, underline. Process, underline. If the note is yours, do not borrow sheet of paper. And I want to encourage us to all get sermon note. It's good. And make reference to this. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Amen, my. All right, glory to God. I said glory to God. All right. So growth is the, please can you read back to me again? Sorry about that. Yes. Over time. Somebody say over time. Over time. Now, there are a number of kinds of growth. This is not all there is, but I want to itemize a number of kinds of growth. Number one, we have what we call physical growth. Physical growth is increase in height. Physical growth is increase in height, weight, or size. As you can see in children. So children, for example, that you can carry, my daughter, for example, when they give birth to her, we carry her one hand, whatever. Then all of a sudden, anytime I see people carry her, I used to laugh. Because I know they will struggle. Yes. Our weight will be here. So when she comes, I say, krrr, krrr. He's doing like, you carry it out. Very good. Congrats. I know you will soon drop her. Because the weight, her physical weight has increased. A baby that we could carry with one hand before, I have almost developed bicep. Like, without going to the gym, just carrying her. My muscles everywhere. Vein everywhere coming out. We're carrying her. The reason why that is possible is because there was a physical growth. So physical growth is what? increase in what? In height, in weight, or size. I see in children. The next kind of growth is personal growth. Personal growth. This is developing character skills or emotional maturity. When you talk about personal growth, and that's why you have something like personal development. So he's talking about developing what? Character skills or emotional maturity, becoming wiser, stronger, and more capable through life's experience. And anywhere you see the word skill, there are three things that are involved. Number one is time. Number two is training. Number three is experience, TTE. Number one is time. Number two is training. Number three is experience. So when you are talking about personal development, and don't forget when we are talking about growth, we say it happened how? Over time. It happened what? Over time. When we are doing building capacity, last year or thereabout, I can remember reference to a research that I made, that when do people really grow? So I made the research that when do people grow? Because I have never caught myself growing. Yet, my brother owned for me. And that's why our parents, they will put something that is more than you, as they will put it underneath. So that when you are growing, they start releasing it. The shirt, you will have to fold it. And even when you fold it, this is where the shoulder will be. The shoulder is... Sometimes when I take those pictures that they draw for us, those pictures that they snap for us, I am angry. That why? Why did you fold this kind of clothes for me? Something that is supposed to be for Christmas, I now look like a toy. Inside. Because they think that the more you are growing, the more they will be releasing it. The more they are growing, they will not waste it. And now I know what they did because I made the same mistake. It's only my wife that I made the mistake on the opposite direction. It's only my wife that understood that. I remember when we gave birth to our first daughter. I went to whatever. I said, give me one month clothes. I bought 1 month clothes, almost 20. I said, this one. The lady will come. I say, she's a lady. This guy officer, I say, I'll buy it. He said, look at this one, I have both, I'll buy it. Most of those clothes are at home now. She did not wear any of them. Why? Because she had grown those clothes very fast, 1 month. How many clothes do you want to wear? Where is she going? I remember most of the clothes were wasted. But my wife, you know, most of the clothes Elion is wearing now, actually, is for 5 years. But it's got of her body type that you put on. Then that cardigan is for people that are 5 or 7 years. Elion, in fact, don't allow you. That is him. I am not joking. She will wear mama's clothes and you will think it's her clothes. No, I'm not joking. If I'm joking out loud. No, I'm serious now. Then, if I'm joking out loud, a lion will wait. So most times, take for instance, because our room, sometimes when she's in our room, and then everybody is tired to go to our room, just look for one of our clothes, I'll wait for her. I'm not joking at her. One day she wore my clothes. I think I'm. I'm like, the lion, how come? You know this guy, she's walking inside the clothes. Oh? Yes, she's walking inside the fact. The ham, they are here, they reach out. And you see, I'm doing like this, wearing the clothes. It's because there is something we call growth. It happens overnight, especially when you're not conscious. That is when growth happens. So, and that's why most times when people are in a relationship and they say they are not doing it again, we always ask them, this guy, is he making an attempt to change? And she said, yes. You can't just expect the person to change. The person is going to change when he's unconscious, especially when he's making an attempt with time, training, and experience. But if all of these things are lacking, there is no skill anywhere. The person will not change. If the person is not having the time to change, if the person is not having the training to change, we can be in knowledge. Hope you know. It was Bishop Oyedepo who said, things change with time, but time in itself does not change anything. Okay, things change with time, but time in itself changes nothing. Take for instance, you are not doing anything to be financially buoyant. You now say, in the year 2035, I'm going to be a billionaire. My brother, you're going to be a billionaire from the back. Because things change with time. When there is training, when there is engagement,
But time in itself is just be passing. It's kairos. It does not change anything. In fact, time is not one of the elements of things. When you are bringing things together to form a compound, for example, those are chemistry spec, to form a compound, hope you know that you will not put time as part of the element. Take, for example, I want to make water now. They give me the elements that are needed for water. I usually ask me, why don't you put time here? Because don't you need time to mix them together to form water? But you are not putting time there as part of the element needed. That is how it is with destiny. Things change with time. Things change with time. With time, I'm going to grow spiritually. Now lie you. That's where you are. Are we on the same page? Are we still on the same page? Then there's economic growth. Economic growth, I like this one, is increase in wealth. How many of us don't like it? Increase in wealth. Some of you are going to grow economically. Okay, this is where I say economy is looking very expanded. You are going to grow financially. Increase in wealth, income, or economical activity. That is when you talk about economic growth. Then there's another one called organizational growth. This is an expansion in membership, influence, finance, or impact. And then there is now the spiritual growth, which is where we are. Spiritual growth is actually growing in faith. Somebody say faith. Growing in faith, growing in obedience, growing in understanding of God, and spiritual maturity. So, spiritual growth is talking about growing in what? Faith, in obedience, in understanding of God, and spiritual world, And then the last thing that seals everything is what? Becoming more like Jesus Christ. Becoming more like Christ. That is spiritual growth. So, you hope you know that we have often said it, that anytime there is a vision, vision have four, three G's. So also with anything that can grow, they have three G's through which you can use to measure it. Anything that can grow have three G's. 3G, not like 3G network. Like G, 3G, but you can put 3G. The first G, anything that can grow, we help you do, is that it will help for guiding. Take for instance, if for any reason we say we want to grow our membership to 15,000, the 15,000 we mentioned is going to help us to have the first G, which is guide. It's going to be a guide for us. So one of the things we will be doing is that we'll be taking attendance, so that we will know. And then we will also ask questions, how the first timers, how the people that are joining us, how they get to know us. So what that is doing is that it's giving us a guide. A guide as to what we should expand more on. How many of you have filled form before? And you think that you are just filling form because you want to fill form. The form you are filling is for analytical purposes. Take for instance, they say, how do you get to meet us? How do you get to know about us? You just choose anything you like. The things you are choosing, they are using at the back end. Take for instance, if you have filled our form before, we also used to put it. Now, how did you get to know about us? You said B-board. You said whatever. So when we are planning for another program, what we are going to do is that we are going to spend more money towards that direction than we are doing the other direction. So any data you are inputting is not just for putting sake. It's a guide. The next thing that is going to happen is he's going to guard you. The essence of the guarding, what guide does is that it gives a sense of direction. Guide is giving a sense of direction. G-U-I-D-E. It gives a sense of direction. Guard gives a sense of protection. What it implies is that, take for instance, in that Psalm 16 verse 6 that we read the other time, we said the boundary lines are falling for me in pleasant places. Therefore, I have what? Pleasant, a delightful inheritance. What that scripture is saying is talking about boundary. Anywhere you see boundary is two. Yeah. When you hear the word boundary, there are two things involved. So boundary line, take for instance, I say the border of Nigeria. When you get to the border of Nigeria, there is a boundary line. Are we still on the same page? Sorry. I think the prayer has allowed me to shout to the Lord. Glory to God. Anything that have boundaries is two. Boundary lines here is telling you that something can be separated. So what one of The things that bring about growth does for you is that it guards. It creates a sense of protection.
Take for instance,
you want to be, let's talk about weight. Let's talk about weight, gaining weight and losing weight. What? One of the things you will need at home is scale. Take for instance now, some of us are trying to gain weight, some people are trying to lose weight. I don't know what is happening. You see, this life is not balanced. If only it's possible for the people that are trying to lose the weight to bring it, then we'll do permutation and say, okay, this one is not for me. Please look for another person and go and give the rest of the whatever. Are we on the same page? One of the things it does for the person is, look at this. Take for instance, my wife is the only one always trying to take away. Any weight I am, I'm with. You know, with my wife that is taking her weight. If you have often that, she'll come and disturb me and tell me that I've just lost weight. I say, that is good. I see his meat. You know what I'm saying? So she just asked, I don't love 2 kg. I say, oh, it's good. It's good. You say anything? I say, I don't put anything. Anywhere you are beautiful. As far as me, I'm concerned. So you get. But she will say, I've just lost 2 kg. Then if she wants to go and take ice cream, say, oh, the 2 kg I lost, I'll put it back. Now look at this. Just imagine with me for a while that she's trying to lose weight and she's not checking her weight. I don't mean checking with her eyes, like climbing weight. So, what growth help you do is that it creates a sense of guarding, a sense of protection. So, what it implies is that when you climb the weight and you discover that, hey, Otilo, what you will do next is to start eating like something is wrong with you. Because there's something, and most times they have targets. My wife, for example, I don't, how many, what do you use target? I said, you use target 1 week like that she wants to stay, that she is now whatever. Me, anyone I climb the highway, I'm waiting the spirit. So, what that does for you, growth, is that number one, it gives a sense of direction. That we want to arrive at this. So you start that this is where I'm going. The next thing is that it guards. What the guarding does is that it protects you. You don't eat just anything. If you want to be in this weight, for example, why are you eating everything? You went for bed day. They do apamalu. They do ese adie. They did a man of your head. Then the nurse said, this cake is from India. You took it. Then the nurse said, have you tested any clinical chocolate? You took it, my brother. Very soon, we need to expand our doors. Because you will not be able to pass again. You will be a spiritual obese. An obese person. The next thing it does is that it gives a sense of gauge, a sense of measurement. A sense of measurement. Anything that has to do with good, it gives a sense of measurement. Are we still on the same page? Are we getting it? This is not even all my emphasis. This one is just to lay foundation for where we are going. But don't forget, every Wednesday is when we'll be considering. Anywhere we'll stop. We'll stop and continue. Are we on the same page? All right, so I want to give you... When I was writing this time, this was funny to me because the things I'm saying is almost like the same. I want to give you 3 major cardinal indicators. You see, when you use the word cardinal, you don't need major. But I'm doing it on purpose. 3 major cardinal indicators of spiritual growth. 3 major cardinal indicators of spiritual growth. Because there are other ones that I will still mention. So maybe those ones will not be 3 cardinal indicators of spiritual growth. But this one, there are the 3 major ones. Let's read first 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, let's pick it from there. 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter, we are trying to lay foundation, right? 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14, Amplify. But before we go to Amplify, please give me a KJV. When I say KJV, just NKJV. Then you now give me Amplify. And I want us to read together because we are laying foundation. Please, can we read this together very quickly? That is where that thing is. You have said it for so long that you don't even understand what you are saying. This is where it is. That is our Lord Jesus Christ that have been shared everywhere. These are where the 3 major indicators of spiritual growth. He said, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Uh-huh. Wait. And they put amen. This. In fact, I think there's a translation that says build it continuously. This is where the indicator for your growth is. Your spiritual growth. This. These are the three indicators. Now let's read it in Amplify. Because everybody's not wondering. We have read this. We are indicators that there is growth. Now let's read this together. 2, 3, go. Wait. Hey. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Ephesians 1:3. Let's read it very quickly. Because you are saying spiritual blessing here. Spiritual blessing. Ephesians 1:3. Please, can we read this together? He said, praise be to God and Father of our who has blessed us where? With what? Then give it to me in give me verse 18. Give me verse 18. You will see something. Just connect everything together. Very good. He said, I pray also that the eyes of your may be in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance. He said, and there's once, okay, don't allow me to be ahead of myself. Carry me back to the Amplified translation of 2 Corinthians. Very good. Amplifying translation of 2 Corinthians. He said, the grace, favor, and spiritual blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the presence. And the presence, the koinonia, the fellowship, the communion, the sharing together and participation in the Holy Spirit be with you. This is the epicenter of spiritual growth. It started with grace, then it entered love and went to communion. Because I hope you know that actually it is what is in the middle that started it, which is love. What started your spiritual growth is actually love. But now, they are now pushing on that after you have the love that is coming from God that gave you the grace, then you must return the love so that you can go back to fellowship. Don't worry, you get it. The whole essence, right, of why Jesus came to die was because of that last word, fellowship. Yeah. The love of God was still available. But fellowship was gone. You don't even have a spiritual life if there is no fellowship. Okay, not get it. Take for instance, how many of you are in a relationship here? Raise your hand. Like relationship. Like you are in a relationship. Like relationship. I'm not saying spiritual relationship. Okay, don't even raise your hand because everybody's asking. If I go and raise my hand now, whatever. But don't worry. Of course, if I say, how many of you are in a relationship now? Me and my wife are married. So, but who is bold enough that is not in any relationship? Let me give you a wife. Brothers. How many brothers need wife? Pastor, stand up. Please, let's pray for Pastor. You see, your brothers are supporting you to stand up. You that say yes, sir, stand up. These brothers, will let's pray for him. But please visit. He said to you, Pastor me. No, it's not you. You can sit. Come. Pastor me. You see, his fellow man is laughing. Even though because he's projecting, I will ask him to come. The two of them, we need to pray for them. But I want you to say, imagine with me that Pastor Sammy is not in a relationship. But we don't need the imagination. He's not in one. We don't need the imagination. So I wanted to before say that, imagine with me that Pastor Sammy is not in a relationship, but he's not in one. I went on the same page. That's why I pray for him. In fact, stretch your hand. All right, glory to God. Now, Pastor Sammy is not in a relationship. How did I know? Because he has not been entering corner to make call. Here you go. And then, His phone, he used to give people his phone anyhow. One of the indications that a lady is in a relationship is that her phone become a private phone. Because there are some dangerous things that are too heavy for the eyes to hold in terms of text. I'm not talking about in terms of the word. Can you get that? You not say, sorry, because as you are speaking, read. You are typing this kind of thing to your brother. That I miss so much. You are like the oxygen I. And then you came to church and prayed and sang. You are the ear I be for God. And then you are using the same ear for God, for a man. But that is just, by the way, just follow me carefully. Hope you know that as Pastor Tommy is not in any relationship now. He cannot, just follow me carefully. Don't just, okay, imagine with me. So that you'll be, at least so that you'll be here. Imagine with me for a while that Pastor Tommy is not in any relationship. As he's not in any relationship, he now pick his call and dial a number and started communicating with his sister like they are in relationship. You know it's going to be error. The basis of their fellowship starts when he goes down on one and asks her hand in marriage. And she said, yes, I agree. Because that proposal you people are doing is also synonymous to salvation. Jesus will keep making the call, knocking at your door. You are the bride. He is the God. Not until you say yes to him, he will knock. A fellowship cannot start. And that is why in Revelation, the Bible says, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice, I will come in and eat with him. Then eat with me. It's a two-way thing. Let me look at that in Revelation. He said, here I am. I stand at the door. What is he doing? Including God cannot just come and start a fellowship with you if you don't partner with you. So I knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens it, I will come in and eat with him and eat with me. That is where fellowship starts. And I told somebody, I said, I will come in and eat with him. What it implies that, just imagine those kind of nonsense you prepare at home. God came and hit with you. Then he invites you to a banquet in heaven. He's not just eating with you. He accepts you the way you are. But later on, he introduces you and says, come and see the way it's done. So if you open the door, he will not start in heaven. He will start on earth. He will come and hit with you. He will hit that thing with you, then invite you over. And say, come on. But if there is no fellowship, there is nothing like meeting your in-law. I hope you know, the in-laws you have in heaven is spiritual wealth, breakthrough, miracles, healings. They cannot be introduced to you if there is no fellowship. Once there is no fellowship, business cannot be introduced to you. So, you cannot go and knock on a random room and say, I love my enemy. Trust. Die, parrot. I don't joke with my veggies. If you don't mind, I add. Say, my God, is that how you use your other? And then, this is how we talk. He said, you don't know me. I'm Pastor Sam. He said, I work with Pastor Jerry. Pastor Jerry, I know, but you. I'm just joking, but are we getting this? Wait, you say, have you tried it?
No.
Okay, but you still use it. Okay. Pastor, we say we use it. So if you come to any of your room, sister, you know him too. Don't only know Pastor Jerry. But do we get this illustration? So, go back to that scripture again for spiritual growth. He says, the grace, favor, and spiritual blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ. What it implies is that anywhere you see grace, it goes with the Lord Jesus. Because he was the ransom that God used to buy you back to fellowship. And if you don't grow in that grace, there is no way you can grow in fellowship. I will show you. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Please, celebrate person. 2 Peter, so that it starts with this grace first. Grace. These are indices for spiritual growth. This is the major, major cardinal indicators. Three of them. Please, can we read this together? For what? Where are you growing, please? So you are going to start with grace. That grace was on the premises of love. Because how did I know this? The Bible says in John 3:16, common scripture. He said, for God so loved the world. What did he give? Who did he give? His one and only son. Now, what is the son carrying? The son is the one carrying grace. So the grace we received was on the premise of love. So what it implies is that one of the ways you can grow spiritually is that after you receive that grace, you will now grow in grace. When you grow in grace, then you will now walk in your love. Because the first love you received was when you did not believe. The Bible says, while we are yet sinners, Romans chapter 5. He said, while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. What it implies is that that grace you received was not on the strength of you doing anything. The grace you received was unmerited. But there is another one you can grow in. That one you are growing in is going to be on the premises of knowledge. Because the Bible says, that 2 Peter that we read, 2 Peter 3 and 10. Go back to that 2 Peter 3 and 10 again. He said, but grow in the grace and knowledge.
Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So where is that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the pleasure of the Lord, how would this sorrow do?
You cannot go spiritually without understanding the grace of God.
Because how do I know this?
One of the things, I'll start rounding up. Some of you are like, that's the very end of it. Sorry, next people want. But I think we got to this point, Abby. It's foundation laying. So for foundation laying, we'll move from scriptures to scripture. All right. When you mention the word grace, grace make reference to kindness. So the three major cardinal indicators of spiritual growth. Number one, grace. Yeah, grace. And who is the owner of the grace, please? Where is the grace coming from? The Lord Jesus. And here you hear the word grace is going with the Lord Jesus. Number two is law. Don't worry, I will explain later. There are indicators that you are growing spiritually. The love. And love is making reference to who? God. Now, fellowship. But I don't want you to just write fellowship. I want you to write it the way it is. Presence and fellowship. Please, who is he going with? And that's why he said, the communion and sharing together and participate in the Holy Spirit. Be with God. So these are the things that can indicate your growth. Number one is what? The grace. Number two is what? Love. Number three is what? Are we getting blessed or blessed? Now, let me define grace for you. Grace means kindness. Actually, in the Greek, it is charis. It means kindness. It means goodwill. It means favor. It means gift. It means blessing. Some of you are going to grow in blessing. Listen to me. Abu Sema beautifully said it. He said, if it is once, it is called luck. If it is continuous, it is favor. One of the reasons why you will know you are growing spiritually is that you will grow in grace. And that grace will be in favor and spiritual blessing. Oh, that is why when you check Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. He said, and what? He said, and to him who is able to do what? Exceedingly, immeasurably, above all you can think or imagine. So that means that you can grow from one level of favor to another. This is no heresy. Check Luke chapter 2, verse 52. Luke 2:52, very quickly. Luke chapter 2, verse 52, you will see. He said, and Jesus did what? And he went. What that scripture is saying is that Jesus grew in favor. It's one of the feedback that you are making advancement spiritually. The trajectory of your life is going to be upward. You are not going to be enjoying favor, nibati, kind of favor. You are working with a consciousness that you are growing spiritually. And that is why I showed us in that Genesis 26. He said the man went forward and was strong. The path of the righteous is upward only. In Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18, the Bible said the path of the righteous is what is like the shining, is like the first line of the shining ever brighter and brighter to the full light of day. What it implies is that if you start at a level of favor when you gave your life to Christ, one of the feedback that you are truly growing spiritually is that you are not where you used to be. You will grow in favor. Because when it comes to growing in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, it's knowledge-based. It is knowledge-based. So a feedback that you are not growing is that you don't even understand favor. Why? Because the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15, it says good understanding win favor. What it implies is that when you have understanding, you will win favor. But don't forget, I say you grow in grace on the strength of knowledge. And what is knowledge? Knowledge is collection of information. What is knowledge? Knowledge is collection of information. What is understanding? Understanding is comprehension of collected information. What it implies is that everything you gain from the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ by knowledge, you must be able to comprehend it and apply it. That is what is going to grow your grace. So, grace grows on the premise of knowledge. But that knowledge must be yielded to understanding. And that understanding must be applied to wisdom. Because the Bible says good understanding win favor. But the way of the unfaithful is hard. So, as a Christian, if you don't grow in grace, your ways can still be hard. And that is why you'll be comparing yourself with other men of God and say, but Jerry, I gave my life to Christ before him now. How come? Listen to me, guys. A feedback that you are not in grace is that things will be hard around you. Yet you have grace. Don't forget, when Paul was speaking, he said, I address you not as spiritual, but as carnal. For you are still babes in Christ. That is where they gave back to your grace. He belongs to you after 15 years. And yet you are claiming you are a spiritual father. There is no growth. You have not yielded yourself to knowledge. You have not given yourself to understanding. And then you have not applied wisdom. Wisdom in and is lacking. Not you in the name of Jesus. One of the feedback, one of the implications of growth is that it's going to touch on your grace. You will grow in. You know why? Because that is not the only thing the grace does. Well, I want to tell us at least four kinds of grace. Then I think I will end on that. So that we'll continue from there. But are we getting blessed or blessed? All right, there are four kinds of grace. Number one is what we call the salvational grace. And that way you can put it is salvific, S-A-L-V-I, like specific. This one is not salvific. That is salvific grace. That is salvational grace. This is the grace that is the foundation of our salvation. It is not earned. This one is not earned. It is justification by grace. As you see in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9, and Romans chapter 5, verse 1 to 2. And then there is not the sanctifying grace. Number 2, sanctifying grace. Sanctifying grace is grace that is only about salvation, that is not only about salvation, but about spiritual growth and transformation. That is where I'm talking about sanctifying grace. This sanctifying grace can be seen in Titus. Titus chapter 2 verse 11 and 12. Titus chapter 2 verse 11 and 12. This is where you have sanctifying grace. Now, please, can we read this together? He said, for the grace of God that brings has appeared unto how many men? What is he not teaching us? He teaches us to say no. He teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passion and to live self-control, upright and godly life in this present day. What it's implying is that if for any reason you are still saved and you are still looking like a carnal person, You still have, because there are other things I'm going to talk about that have to do with passion. You still have desires that is as if you have never been born again. You have not grown in grace. Yet you have the grace that was not merited. But there is another grace that is teaching you. Anything that has to do with teaching you, it takes time. That is why I say overtime. Teaching you. So this one teaches us to say no. Initially, you may not be able to say no. But engaging with this sanctifying grace is going to help you to be able to say no. There are plenty of things I could not say no to initially. Take, for instance, for those of you that are not know, welcome home. I have masturbated before. Oh, yes, long years. That stopped. That did not stop on 2008. 2008. And I gave my life to Christ. For almost that 2 years, I gave my life to Christ. Okay. I gave my life to Christ fully without collecting back. 2006. So when I gave my life to Christ fully 2006 without collecting back, it took me 2 years of engaging sanctifying grace. Satisfying grace. To be able to say no. 2 years. Because it's overtime. 2 years. I will pray. In fact, they were giving me prayer secretary every day. They did not know that I was trying to peace on. So, because if they say, take for instance, I say, let's pray that this flyer, this flowers will not fall. I'm already on the ground. Ah! Oh, no, I take this thing. They, wanna, they think I'm praying for the meeting. They know that. I said, they just gave me prayer secretary. That grace teaches you. So, I want to encourage you in love. If for any reason you are still in doubt, that I will just give up. I'll try my best, my brother, over time. That if not come back, if you are intentional about it, that, glory to God. Huh? My time is spent already. Let me close here. Are we getting blessed or blessed? So the next thing is empowering grace. Empowering grace. Grace, this is grace. Grace is divine enablement to do what we cannot do by ourselves. As we saw in 1 Corinthians 15:10, Paul said, I am what I am. I am, but not me, but the grace of God that is at work. Then we have sustaining grace. That is grace. God's grace is a sustaining force during trials and weakness. As seen in 2 Corinthians 12. Have we been blessed or blessed? So let's do a quick review again. How many kind of what are the three major indicators we have for spiritual growth? Number one is what? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number two is what? Love of God. Number three is what? Presence and communication. Then when it comes to grace, what do we say grace is again? All of that. Then we have four kinds of grace. Number one. Or salvific grace, yes. And sustaining grace. Have you been blessed or blessed? God bless us.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you've been blessed. This is The Building Church. Our core values are spiritual growth, service and impact, personal development, honor, excellence, love work, faith, family life, and societal transformation. And our pillars are the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, prayer, and reaching out. Join us for our Sunday Glorious Service at 8 a.m. and our midweek service every Wednesday by 5:30 p.m. at the Building Church behind Beckerdams, Tanke Okeodo, Ilorin, Kwara State. Please follow us on all social media platforms at the Building Church. Stay blessed.